The Milwaukee County Board yesterday overrode 21 of the 34 budget vetoes from County Executive Scott Walker, a Republican candidate for governor. They shot down Walker's controversial plan to install parking meters along part of Milwaukee's lakefront, but couldn't muster enough votes to save dozens of county jobs that will be privatized. Milwaukee County Board Chairman Lee Holloway says people watching Walker's gubernatorial campaign should take note.
There's going to be a lot of angry people out there, labor people, whatever. I believe you'll be perceived as being anti-employment of public workers.
Holloway predicts some of the laid-off county workers will have to turn to taxpayer-funded health insurance programs like the state's Badger Care initiative. County Executive Walker defends his privatization push.
So the fact that we've had success when it comes to contracting out for housekeeping and at city campus for both housekeeping and security, those are big dollar amounts. That's big savings.
Milwaukee County's tax levy will go up about 2%. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett issued one veto for the city of Milwaukee budget yesterday. As things stand now, the city's property tax levy will go up about 4%. But Mayor Barrett says 350 city jobs have been eliminated, and the city will meet its pension obligations without borrowing. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.